good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Corbett Winroad II, and John Stetbeller is going to be joining us either this hour or next hour. So we'll be waiting for John to come in. And several interesting things we're talking about. The IRS, this is really getting absolutely astounding. I'm going to talk about two IRS cases briefly. This is getting to be too much fun. Having superior knowledge and being able to see these IRS criminals and these attorneys just lie is unbelievable. I mean, they know no bounds when it comes to lying. But what I want to talk about first is the American Sniper, the movie. I've watched it several times. I enjoy the movie. I think it's a good movie. Of course, it's a movie, and so there are things that are inaccurate in it. Chris Kyle did not kill the sniper at 2,100 yards. He did have a 2,100-yard shot, but that was documented. But somebody else killed the sniper that was from Syria. I think he was from Syria or Jordan, Olympic medalist, gold medalist. Or not a medalist, I don't know if he's a gold medalist. So, you know, that's an inaccuracy, but that's to be expected. I mean, that's not the end of the world one way or the other, as far as what's in the movie, because we know that they don't make complete documentaries. And, of course, the director has a lot of control, but then the producers of the movies are people with the money. They have the final say-so on what's going in that movie and the cuts and all that. You know, I mean, they can argue around with it. That I am not happy with, and I think needs to be brought out. I saw this in the movie, and there was a seal, and I think I'll take the time to read this letter. It's a very well thought out, very interesting letter that Mark Lee was a seal, and he is shown in the movie questioning why he is there. And he wants to know that he's there for a specific reason. And shortly thereafter, he's killed by the sniper. And the movie goes on then showing the funeral. And then it shows Chris Kyle and his wife, Taya, in a car. And they're talking about it's the letter that got Mark Lee killed. That's what Chris Kyle put. That's what they put in the movie. And the widow of Mark Lee, the SEAL, the way they took the snippet out and read it into the movie portrays him basically as a coward. And boy, I tell you, that gets my dandruff right now, because you don't dishonor anybody that's been in the military unless you have really good evidence of something. All of them, everybody's not perfect. That's a fact. And I've learned over the years, and I'm still learning, to back up and look at the facts. Not somebody else's impression of what they think happened. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this letter, because it raises questions. I have questions in my mind about, and I don't want to start a conspiracy theory thing, but I find it really difficult to believe that Ralph, the veteran, we'll call him a veteran, which had mental problems, we can say that safely, shot Chris Kyle, I think it was 5 times in the back and once in the head, and his friend 4 times in the back and once in the hand, once in the head, or twice in the head. I really find it extremely difficult, and with 2 different weapons. Shot Chris Kyle with a .45 caliber, and he shot his friend with Chris Kyle's 9mm. And I find it really difficult to swallow that once this Ralph, this guy that started shooting, that the other one would just go to stand there. I mean, these are seasoned people. They're not going to just, when something happens, they're going to react. I mean, that's in their training, and they're SEALs. These are not your average Joe Blow going to the range. So there's something not right here. But with that said, This is a letter that Mark Lee wrote to his family and never sent. He died 2 weeks later, August the 2nd, 2006. And I'm going to read this because it's got a lot of, it raises a lot of questions. And the widow, by the way, of Mark Lee is not trying to discredit or any way tarnish the American Sniper or Chris Kyle's record. So that needs to be clear, too. Glory is something that men chase and others find themselves stumbling upon, not expecting it to find them. Either way, it is a noble gesture that one finds bestowed upon them. My question is, when does glory fade away and become a wrongful crusade or an unjustified means by which consumes one completely? This is the part of that was read into the movie. Continuing on now. I have seen war. I have seen death. The sorrow that encompasses your entire being as a man breathes his last. I can only pray and hope that none of you will ever have to experience some of these things I have seen and felt here. I have felt fear and have felt adrenaline pump through my veins, making me seem invincible. I will be honest and say that some of these things I have seen here are unjustified and uncalled for. However, for the most part, we are helping this country. It will take more years than most expect, and we will get Iraq to stand on its own feet. Most of what I have seen here, I will never really mention or speak of, only due to the nature of those involved. I have seen a man give his food to a hungry child and family. Today, I saw a hospital that most of us would refuse to receive treatment from. The filth and the smell would allow most of us to not be able to stand to enter, let alone get medicine from. However, you will be relieved to know that coalition forces have started to provide security for and supply medicine and equipment to help aid in this cause. I have seen amazing things happen here. However, I have seen the sad part of war too. I have seen the morals of a man who cares nothing of human life. I have seen the hate towards a nation's people who has never committed a wrong except being born of a third world, ill-educated and ignorant to Western civilization. It is not everybody who feels this way, only a select few, but it brings questions to mind. Is it okay for one to consider themselves superior to another race? Surprising, we are not a stranger to this sort of attitude, meaning that in our own country we discriminate against someone for what nationality they are, their educational level, their social status. We distinguish role models as multimillionaire dollar sports heroes or talented actors or actresses who complain about not getting millions of dollars more than they are currently getting paid. Our country is a great country. Don't get me wrong on this. Otherwise, none of us would be living there. My point of this is, how can we come over here and help a less fortunate country without holding contempt or hate towards them if we can't do it in our own country? I try to do my part over here, But the truth is, over there, United States, I do nothing but take. Ask yourselves when the last time you donated clothes that you hadn't worn out. When was the last time you paid for a random stranger's cup of coffee, meal, or maybe even a tank of gas? When was the last time you helped a person with the groceries in or out of their car? Think to yourself and wonder what it would feel like if when the bill for the meal came and you were told it was already paid for. Most random acts of kindness like this would change our country and our reputation as a country. It is not unknown for most of us that the rest of the world looks at us with doubt towards our humanity and morals. I am not here to preach or to say, look at me, because I am just as at fault as the next person. I find that being here makes me realize the great country we have and the obligation we have to keep it that way. Now, that's an amazing statement. The 4th has just come and gone, and I receive many emails thanking me for helping keep America great and free. I take no credit for the career path I have chosen. I can only give it to those of you who are reading this because each one of you has contributed to me and who I am. However, what I do over here is only a small percentage of what keeps our country great. I think the truth to our greatness is each other, purity, morals, and kindness, passed down to each generation through example. So to all of my family and friends, do me a favor and pass on the kindness, the love, the precious gift of human life to each other, so that when your children come in contact with a great conflict that we are now faced with here in Iraq, that they are people of humanity, of pure motives, of compassion. This is our real part to keep America free. Happy Fourth. I think that's a very good letter. I think the man is speaking. There's a lot of things going on in Iraq that we wouldn't be proud of. But Congress and the president put us there. The military didn't. They're there doing a job. And that's to come home and keep each other safe. Anyway, I don't think this man that says, P.S., halfway through the deployment, can't wait to see all of your faces. And this was signed by Mark Lee. Love you. I don't think this is a letter of a coward. I think it's a letter from a moral man that's looking at the situation that he's involved in. I mean, we know that there are rules of engagements. We know that people are shot that shouldn't be. We know that people are beat up that shouldn't be. These things happen in war. Doesn't make them right. Doesn't justify them. But we don't get around and totally flush out our nation or our military because of things going on. Because, tell you what, the things that are going on, and that doesn't justify them in reality to some means, but with what's going on with ISIS and all these other, you want to call them parts of Islam that are, quote, de facto president refuses to acknowledge that we're not at war with Islam, and that Islam was the beginning of the bending in of our nation, which is total crock. I don't know how this guy can say these things. The best thing that I can put on Obama and some of these are they are Lucifer's avatars. They're pure evil, and they look like mankind. This man, on the amnesty thing, the judge down in Texas, and I've got to read the rest of that about the amnesty. The judge in Texas ruled to stop the amnesty. We'll be back in a minute.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back here, and I'm going to have there's another issue with Chris Kyle. You don't know what to believe anymore. I have to check things out. I am so suspicious. Anybody tells me anything, I just somebody's interpretation of something. You just got to check it out and make your own judgment based on facts with critical thinking. Ventura sued Chris Kyle for his American Sniper book, referring to him as making some remarks that were disparaging and supposedly punching. Chris Kyle, I guess, punched Ventura or something to that effect. Well, I went and looked, and Chris Kyle's wife, Tia, is going up on appeal to the Eighth Circuit, so we'll see where that. But I went in and looked at the brief that they filed. And the first thing that I found is that the jury instructions, which I'm going to get into on a man called Hovind, it's probably Hovind, a religious and a very absolute amazing guy from what I can see down in Florida, what they did to him. I mean, it is, I have never seen anything like what they did to that man in Florida. But it's the same thing, there's one thing, a common thread here. In this brief, and I put this out on every list that I had, everybody that's on every list, and it's document 406 in this thing. And it's a memorandum in support of defendant's motion for judgment as a matter of law or a new trial. This was put out by Tia Kyle, the estate of Chris Kyle. And there's a lot in there, but just this one part that is what we could use here in this window of time frame that I have. It says this is the testimony at trial overwhelmingly established that Ventura made offensive anti-military statements at Mansoor's wake, including the statement that SEALs deserved to lose a few because Ventura failed to prove falsity even under the lower preponderance standard. Kyle is entitled to a judgment as a matter of law on the defamation claim. So this said that there was testimony that Ventura did make offensive anti-military statements. Now, Ventura won the award of $1 million or something like that. Well, first of all, in a civil trial, the level is clear. There's the lowest level is preponderance of evidence. The next level is clear and convincing. Clear and convincing is the same standard used in a criminal trial, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, which is even a higher standard. Clear and convincing. They didn't do that in the jury instructions. I couldn't believe it. I said, what are these guys? And the judge looks like he was the instigator of this. So the question becomes is, what is a preponderance of evidence? Now, this I'm going to read out of a criminal trial that they used civil forfeiture in on a preponderance of evidence for Hovind. I've never seen anything. I mean, they committed such a wrong against him, it's unbelievable. And I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to get to what a preponderance of evidence is. This is a judge talking. A preponderance of evidence simply means the amount of evidence which is enough to persuade you that a claim or contention is more likely true than not true. Really. More likely true than not true. They use this, by the way, on child custody stuff. They use preponderance of evidence to kidnap your children in these custody divorces and stuff. By the way, I got all of the documents in. I'm going to be putting those out. We're going to try to bust the child custody stuff up here, the Alaska court system and the driver's license. That's on my agenda. I've got all the material to do it. But on a side issue, why would they allow this? And Kyle's right on point. Kyle's or TS attorney is right on point. You can't use a preponderance of evidence standard. You got to use clear and convincing. Why the hell are they doing that? And then they got this statement that there was testimony against Ventura. So somebody's lying to somebody here. I really don't know what the truth is. I have no idea. I wasn't at the trial. I don't have the transcript. If I had the transcript, I could. But I cannot believe that this attorney would flat out say there was testimony overwhelmingly established that Ventura had made these statements. And that's not what I've been seeing, reading in the paper, but I'm in the internet posts and all the other. But secondhand knowledge is about as good as secondhand knowledge you would think. You need to get the facts. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to wait to find out. But anyway, that's another issue there with Chris Kyle. Now I want to move on to another thing of Hovind. His name is Kent E. Hovind, and he had he was charged criminally for not giving money to taking money out for, quote, employees, and he didn't have a 501c3 amongst a bunch of other things. I looked just briefly, took me about an hour, a little over maybe an hour, and I went into the jury instructions. The jury instructions is what they use to, that's the standard that they're going to use to put you in jail. So I went in there, and I wanted to see what the charge is. One of the charges, there was 7202. I can read through these things now like hot butter anymore. I just can't believe I, several years ago, even 2 years ago, I would look at this stuff and I was puzzled. But all these pieces have finally started to gel, and it's just amazing. Do you see how corrupt these courts are? And the IRS is a criminal enterprise of unbelievable proportions. There's no way to believe it. Wesson, in Idaho, you got a question or comment?
Well, thanks for talking about Kent Hovind. I wanted to point out that one of his persecutors was John David Atchison, who hung himself in jail after he was caught soliciting and was going to meet with a 5-year-old girl to have sex.
Really?
Yeah. John David Atchison. He's on Wikipedia. I'm looking at right now. October 5th, 2007. He hung himself in jail after he was caught attempting to have sex with a 5-year-old girl.
I think that was a just punishment.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can do with pedophiles. Well, lead poisoning or hang them, crucify them.
Yeah, he came down as good as he knew how to deal with the justice system. He realized he wasn't going to look very good to his wife or the rest of the world, so he hung himself. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, I wanted to point that out. Thanks
okay.
for thanks for bringing up Kent Hovind, man. That's
well, I've got just some more here. I sent a couple emails to their grouper down there, but I doubt I'm going to get into that, but I probably won't hear from them because most people won't believe the things that we're doing. So, you know, all
way,
I can do is offer.
He is pretty knowledgeable about the law. You will find him talking about the law on YouTube, and by gosh, he's pretty doggone. He knows the difference between capital and small letters and Washington, D.C.
The problem is there's a lot of things that are true, but you have to understand. You have to understand how the administrative world works, and you have to be able to basically put these criminals up on a cross and nail them. And I mean nail them with big nails. And it can be done. Okay? Thanks for calling, Wes. Back in a minute.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Talk about Hoban, Kent Hoban. Unbelievable. There were two of the most incompetent attorneys that I have. And Berenger is the one that went with Springer. He got on the Paperwork Reduction Act. And, there's a lot of what the Paperwork Reduction Act is true, but you're not going to win with it. Doesn't have enough teeth to put them up. Then you can't. You might be able to bring them to a cross, but you got no nails. You got it. These people are evil and corrupt. It's got to be so black and white, and it can be. It can be made that way. It's unbelievable. This judge in this criminal trial here is going to look and see what the. What was this guy? What was the judge's name here? This judge is, let's see here. Assigned to District Judge Casey Rogers. And that's out of the Northern District of Florida. And Alan Ritchie, he was a brand new guy. He did not know real experience. He was Kent Hoban's attorney. And Berenger was Jody, his wife's, Gerald Berenger. And he's got his clock clean on that 10th Circuit. He's barred right now. He's sanctioned or can't even file in the 10th Circuit. Not using. But you go back to looking, you go to the jury instructions. This judge says the law requires every employer of labor to deduct and withhold income taxes from the wages paid to employees. That sentence has got so many technical flaws that are they're beyond belief. That one sentence. Now, he gives that to the jury. Do you think they're going to know? Of course not. They don't have a clue. The attorneys don't even know. They didn't do anything. What is the charge of 7202? That was the one that they got him on this on. Them on. Title 26, 7202. Any person required under this title to collect, account for, or pay over any tax imposed by this title. Blah, blah, blah. Not more than 5 years, $10,000 fine. Any person required under this title, Title 26, to collect, account for, and pay over any tax imposed by this title. Just that one, that little first line of the sentence. What do you think a withholding agent is? That's in 7701A16. Withholding agent. The term withholding agent, in quotation marks, it's a term, means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax. You see a little bit of similarity there? Any person required to deduct and withhold any tax? And they got other than the provisions of, and they got 1441, subtitle A, income taxes, non-resident aliens. 1442, subtitle A, income taxes, foreign corporation. 1443, subtitle A, income taxes, foreign organization. 1461 is a hold harmless. If you're the person doing this, if you're not one of those other three, you can sue them. Was any of this brought up? Nope. Any person required under this title to collect, account for, or pay over any tax imposed by this title. And the judge made that crazy statement. Unbelievable. As though all of this was true to the jury. Now, what do you think the jury's going to do when they hear something like that? Do you think they know anything? Of course not. Those people are all taxpayers. They're scared spitless of the IRS. They don't know any better. This judge says the law requires every employer. You know what an employer is? It's defined in 3401D. And it's directly linked. 3401D, by the way, wages is defined only in Chapter 4, which is Sections 3401 through 3406. And those are all Subtitle C taxes, employment taxes. You cannot get a notice of deficiency from Subtitle C. That's in 6211 and 6212. It can't do it. It says they can't do it. It says they can only do Subtitle A, income taxes, Subtitle B, gifts, estate, and D, some excise taxes under Chapters 41 through 44. You can't do Subtitle C. There is no notice of deficiency. Why? Why is that? We have to know why. We have to understand this. Otherwise, how in the world are you ever going to carry on a conversation or just something with somebody that's wanting to spout this? Well, it's a privilege to pay income taxes. Well, hey, you know, I got in an argument the other discussion, an argument with a guy the other day, and I said, you know, that the law does not require that. Oh, sure it does. And well, how do you know that? Well, he says, everybody knows that. So we finally got down to it. You know, I said, you know, you can't cure ignorant, illiterate, and stupid. End of the conversation. You can't. Where is it that you, this says, the judge said, every employer. Okay, let's see what it says. 6631, levy and distraint. Levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of who? Any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States, or the District of Columbia. You see anything about individuals in there? I don't. It's all government folks. By serving a notice of levy on the employer, in parentheses, as defined in 3401D, of such officer, employee, and elected official. There's no includes. There's no nothing. So the first statement this judge made, every employer of labor to deduct and withhold income taxes. Deduct and withhold income taxes is 7701A16 I just read. That's all foreigners. From the wages. You can't do it from wages, you dummy. Wages is 3401 through 3406, subtitle C, part 31, employment taxes. There is no such thing. And under 3402N and the CFR, 26 CFR 31.3402N-1, you fill out on the W-4 exempt. I have no subtitle A income tax liability for last year or the coming year. Duh. Paid to employees. You can't be an employee if you don't have an employer. The common law employer, employee, they try to put that in under the statutory. And they have a thing, I think it's on the W-4 or W-2, one of those. I think it's the W-4 where they say whether you're a statutory employee. People don't have a clue. How would they know this stuff? And you know what the courts say? That's close enough. Statutory to the common law, because we can't let the cat out of the bag. That one sentence is a total crock. Did anybody challenge it? No. Did any bring up this part about 7202, the charges down here? I mean, it almost mirrors the withholding agent. Any person required to deduct and withhold any tax. And the penalty is any person required under this title to collect, account for, or pay over any tax imposed by this title. You think there might be a connection there? Did anybody bring up anything? Nope. Why? Beats the heck out of me. Probably because they didn't know. Most of these attorneys don't know what's going on. Bernhoff knows what's going on. He's got a good idea what's going on, but he won't go there. He calls it the scorched earth approach because he knows if he does some of this, they'll either get around and they will take his license or kill him. I worked with somebody on Eisen out of Missouri. He did Jack Kyle's case. Totally a criminal. And I was working with these people, providing information, and he said, I can't do that. He said, right out and said, he said, they would get around and pull my license or kill me. He said, I'm not going there. These attorneys can't, you're not going to win in a tax issue with an attorney. The only time you win is like in Wesley Snipes. He didn't get on the felony. You know why? Reliance defense. I relied upon an accountant, so therefore let's put it all on him so he walks on the felony. They had six misdemeanor charges. He got three of them. They put him in prison for 3 years. And he paid over $7 million, by the way, for that little stint. Do you know why he only got three out of six? Because three of them were filed in New York and three were in Florida, 1040, so they had the wrong venue. A technicality. Nothing to do with anything that's going to help anybody. Back in a minute.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, back from break here, and I have never seen anything this far out. Never, and I've monitored a lot of IRS cases. The judge did this. It wasn't submitted by anybody. The judge did this. He put in there this special verdict, preponderance of the evidence standard. That is a civil issue in a criminal trial. And his statement was that the money or property to be forfeited was involved in an offense charged in the counts 13 through 57 of the indictment or is traceable to property involved in said offense. So if it's one penny is traceable, whoa. And then he continues, a preponderance of the evidence simply means the amount of evidence which is enough to persuade you that the claim or contention is more likely true than not true. You're going to take hundreds of thousands of dollars on preponderance of evidence in a criminal trial? Guess what the verdict said? We, the jury of the above entitled numbered case, unanimously find by a preponderance of evidence that is never to be used in a criminal trial. That as to the defendants Ken E. Hovind and Joe D. Hovind, $430,400 was involved in the evasion of the currency transaction reporting requirements charged in counts 13 through 57 of the indictment, or is traceable to property involved in such offenses. They don't even know what the hell it's or? Really? How did they come up with $430,400? It's not in the indictment, not in the jury instructions. Who gave them those numbers? There's no evidence on this stuff. I'm telling you, Hovind, they really, really, really wanted him, and the judge did it down there. And his attorneys didn't do anything. And the prosecutors, oh, hey, man, this is what a heyday, man. We got him. We're going to get all his stuff. And we don't even got to do anything. Unbelievable. I know they're prosecuting him for a second charge. I don't know. I saw Liz Pendant. I would have the time to, right now to allocate to it because I got other pressing things, but I wanted to see if his initial conviction even was close. He was railroaded beyond belief, and they wanted to clean his clock, lock him away. I think he got 10 years or something way up there. And they wanted to take everything that he had. They wanted to totally make him a bankrupt or a pauper. With none of this coming to trial, no evidence, it's all bogus, beyond belief. I just find it unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this before. It's absolutely shocking that this is going on in my country, our country. I don't know. Anyway, it would have been good if back then, of course, I couldn't have done any good back 2006 on how to read this stuff yet. You know, it's just, this stuff just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming and just keeps getting more crystal clear and crystal clear. And we're going to get into two other cases here. One just went to the Ninth Circuit, the final reply. And another one that's coming up in Minnesota with a revenue officer, Wagner. Books and records are basically a non-issue anymore. If you are a non-filer, it's a non-issue. If you know what to do, you're going to have to fight tooth and nail because these guys are really, really slimy. They're liars of the highest degree. Straight out of the pits of hell. These people are just downright damn evil. I'm going to take the Ninth Circuit one first. This was a notice of deficiency. And when it was filed into tax court, the form 866A was not attached. So the good chief counsel attorney that they are, oh, wow, you forgot the form 886-A. So the good respondent for the commissioner files in, hey, here's the notice of deficiency, here's the two penalties. We're going to shove these two penalties right down their throat. 6651A1 and 6651A2. A2 mandates, according to the chief counsel notices, there must be a substitute for a return to exist. And this chief counsel was so nice, they got around and included a copy of the form 886A that said, we have filed a substitute for return because you didn't file. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. They left out the form 13496. According to Internal Revenue Manual, we're not supposed to see that. That's supposed to be signed. It's irrelevant if it does or doesn't. If it doesn't show up, you can allude to collusion between the tax court judge and the attorney. Do they not know the law? Of course, they know how to get around it. They're learning, though. So when the chief counsel notice finally hit, chief counsel notice 2007-005, which says there's got to be three forms. A form 4549, supposed to be signed, never seen one yet. That's your tax examination nonsense. Once in a while, they'll type in a name. Usually, it's vacant. Got all kinds of good stuff in it, like the form, the penalty, 6651, A1, and A2. But the form 886A is really good because it says we filed for you. We under 6020B, substitute for return. We're helping you out there, boy. Thank you, thank you. When the chief counsel notice showed up, oh my God, well, we're going to concede penalty 6651A2. They don't want it because we can't deal with the substitute for return. I'm going to prove that I haven't finished it yet, but the 6651A1, you can't have an addition to a tax if you don't make a determination. Somebody did something somewhere. You can't add to something a penalty if there's nothing to add it to, folks. But let's go with the 6651A2. They're stuck. So they all get in bed together, the tax attorney and the tax court judge, and she leaves out, Paris was her name, she's a real piece of work. She leaves out 6651A2 in her memorandum. Oops! But she signed an order and put in, under the penalty of 6651A2, $127 penalty. Oops and oops and oops. Caught you, lady. Liars have great problems keeping all their lies straight. They gave the evidence, the chief counsel attorneys gave the evidence to hang themselves. And then when we found the chief counsel notices, then the tax court judge and the chief counsel attorney tried to say, oh, we'll just concede that. We don't need to worry about that. Then that makes that chief counsel notice not applicable. Yep. You screwed up on the order, lady. You got it in the record. Now we'll see what the Ninth Circuit does with that puppy. Has this chief counsel notice, CC-2007-005, ever been in any appellate court? Nope. And they claim an assessment. How do you do an assessment if you don't have the regulation? 6203 mandates got to be a regulation. It says by regulation, method of assessment by regulation. Please identify the regulation, how you did the assessment. Since I found the Federal Register that says all this, these regulations when Congress mandates them must be behind the table of contents, 1 CFR 21.43, thanks to Amy Bunk, the Federal Register lady. There's no regulation to do assessments. Do you know why there's no regulation to do assessments? See, there's always a logic behind this. Because they have no authority to do an income tax, Subtitle A, Part 1, for anybody in America. They don't need them for foreigners. That's by treaty. That's why there's no subsidy regs. They don't need them. It's all done by treaty. For foreigners. They don't need the regulation. That's for us over here. The peasants, the peons. That's why there aren't any. And in 1954, when they did the code, they got around and the very next day said, we ain't doing this. That. We're just not doing it. It was back then, it was 4A and 4C. The Administrative Procedures Act specifically said it was done to identify subsidy regulations. You know how many we got, I've seen today? None. Ever yet. Back in a minute.